Hey, Tech Talk Thursday. You're not in Vegas, huh?
No, I disappeared to Michigan for a couple weeks.
Yeah, well, what's that about?
Well, I'm from Michigan, so all my family and friends.
Oh,
and,
okay. I'll cut you some slack.
Skeletons, all those things.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tech Talk Thursday is here. Rory's in the house, and we also have Dan Guzman with Face-to-Face Events, and also
with... I'm sorry, cybersecurity and SQL Server user groups here in town.
Very nice to have you. Thanks for coming.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so let's get into this. You've got an event coming up. Would you kind of lead us into that?
Certainly. Yeah, Interface Eugene, which used to be Tech Junction a couple years ago, they've changed their name. They've rebranded. So they're having a training session that's, again, May 8th from all day long. It's a free event. Lunch is paid for, and it's kind of covers the cybersecurity ideas and what's kind of new. We've got internal users to watch out for, cybercrime kind of topics, AI, how it neutralizes never before seen threats, how to be an IT rock star, just a lot of different topics to cover, and they're you can use them for CPE credits and other cybersecurity kind of things that kind of keep current on the events of the year and what's going on.
So walk me through the day though. There's a check-in and then what?
So correct. So you have to register. Like if you go to Google or Bing or your browser of choice,
right?
Do a search Interface Eugene and you register for the event. And then yes, at the Eugene Hilton again next Wednesday. Parking is on site. It's $19 a day, I believe. For the full day. And then, yeah, you'll head up to the conference room. I'm looking at my notes here real quick, trying to see which conference room it is. It doesn't say, but there'll be signage. There has been okay. In the past. They're good about that. Right on the first floor lobby area. And then, yeah, there'll be a ticketing counter, not ticketing, but a badge pickup.
Right.
And then everything's in the conference room there. There'll be an area to reserve vendors and stuff to talk about local businesses in the area. And then there's a classroom space.
So it's a breakout session format? Is that what that's
correct? Well, yeah,
about?
They've got a presentation room. So every hour they'll be doing another one of these presentations.
Okay.
Like I said, the schedule is on the website as well, the Interface Eugene website. And then, yeah, it just kind of goes through session. Then around noonish, there's the lunch break. And then the keynote speaker is at the end of the day at 3:00.
Okay. So all this is going to happen in a day.
Correct. It's a single day.
So there's a lot of information all packed in together.
That's correct. These are pretty intense sessions. Yeah.
So how do you stay on top of this ever-changing landscape? That's the tech world.
Right. You have to be plugged in. You have to be, sign up for these kind of events to get your email on a list. But there's a lot of vendors that you'll be talking to there in the site. And they're constantly sending out new news flashes you can get on about the different events that are going on. I mean, I probably get 10, 15 emails a day about different topics that are available. There's a lot of them. There was a live hack session that was last week that over 1,000 people busted their internet anyway. It was such a crash to see this event. So they're out there.
And hacking happens every day, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Absolutely. It's very common.
And so is there anything that you can share with our listeners here? Just maybe one or two things to watch out for?
Oh, probably the number one thing is what we refer to as phishing, where the email comes and it's in disguise. It's trying to trick you, trying to sound important. Your iPhone has been used somewhere else, or, hey, you've got a virus on your computer. Click this link and we'll help you solve that problem. And the link is really the trick. They want you to click that link, and so then it actually takes you to someplace else. The link may say something simple like Microsoft Services,
right?
But it's really going to someplace else. And if you hover your mouse over the link, there's usually a description. It's real key to read that very carefully to see if this is legit or not. If it's not going to Apple or Microsoft or Google directly, then they're trying to take you somewhere else, and they're going to steal your information.
So the bottom line is, if you're not sure,
don't do it.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely. That is correct. That you're not sure.
That can't be stressed enough, can it?
It cannot be. If you see something that is of interest, like, hey, this is from my bank, I'm concerned, close the email, delete the email, go to your bank website. Go directly to your bank website. Do it yourself. Type it in the information yourself, or use your password manager, hint, hint, nudge, nudge, to take you to your website and log you in your way. And then check the site for those kind of alerts, because they'll have that information on there. If they really have a problem with your account, there'll be a notification. There'll be a flag there for you. Do not follow the link.
I'm sorry that we run out of time. time, but you know what? Please come back again, because we see this every day, all the time, and I think we need to be in that certain mindset that reminded that if you're not sure, don't click.
Don't click. Absolutely.
Dan, great to meet you.
All right, nice to meet you, Des.
Rory, take us out, buddy.
All right. For more information about what you've learned today and more tech events in Eugene and around the area, check out eugene.org, eugenetech.org. That's eugenetech.org.
All right, super deal. Tech Talk Thursday here on KUGN.